This is the all-new Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Ball Game. Mike Prater and Johnny Mallory on Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Idaho Sports Talk, Prater in the Ball Game. Gosh, what a wonderful weekend of college football it was. And, you know, JP and the Ohio State Buckeye lovers aside, Prater, that Ohio State, Michigan, that atmosphere. I mean, we had the Iron Bowl. We had some other big games. But, man, that was a good one there. And that atmosphere, and Michigan finally gets over that hump. First win versus Ohio State in the Harbaugh era, and a lot of big things.
A lot of dramatics, a lot of entertainment. Jim Harbaugh is always a great source of entertainment. And, obviously, the better football coach, better team. It was great drama, and it was fun to watch, and there was a little bit of an Idaho connection there, ballgame.
Let's go right there right now, Fat Guy's Fresh Deli Hotline. He was on the sidelines. He's the most heavily recruited Idaho high school football player in quite some time out of Gooding. He's Colston Loveland. He's been on our show before, and like Prater said, he was at this game on the sidelines taking a visit. And Colston, welcome back to Idaho Sports Talk. Holy shnikes, man. What a weekend for you, pal. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm not as good as you, man. But Sports Talk Radio is a pretty fun way to make a living. Colston, describe the big house on Saturday on the sidelines for everything that was Ohio State versus Michigan.
It was nothing like it. Nothing like it, honestly. It was, I think the attendance, it says 111,000. So I've never been even close to that, you know. But no, the big house is special. It was loud. It was bumping. And, yeah, Michigan came out, and the fan base did their job, and the team did their job, and Coach Harbaugh and all the coaches did their job, and it was a pretty special moment.
Now, we'll get to your high school season, I'm sure, in a second here, Colston, but we haven't had a chance to talk to you since you committed to Michigan. I bet you're probably ready to sign early signing day, but what was it about Jim Harbaugh, this staff, and the University of Michigan that they were able to do what a lot of other schools wanted to but couldn't, and that's, you know, get a commit from Colston Loveland?
It was just, those coaches are great, and they're great, and they talk. We had meetings and talked on the phone, and they're special people. But in Michigan in general, Ann Arbor in general, and the university and life outside of football is just great, and that's kind of what sold me as well. So that's how they got me for sure.
Talking to Gooding High School tight end Colston Loveland, headed to Michigan after specifically after this weekend's Ohio State Michigan game. By the way, Colston, do you have any idea what the population of Gooding is?
4,000 maybe, 5,000.
You might be a little bit generous there. 3,000 to 4,000. So yeah, I think maybe Michigan's got that many on its football staff as opposed to 110,000. That's crazy. I'm from Twin Falls. I'll never forget when I walked into a stadium for the first time, and inside the stadium was more people than my hometown. It's a freaky feeling. So talk to us about the experience of this weekend. I want to know everything. When did you get on a plane? Talk to me about the game itself, on the sideline for the game. And then I saw videos of you storming the field and having fun and throwing out some videos. Just kind of go through the weekend and how they treated you and what was it like?
So, yeah, so we'll start off with the flight. We flew Friday, and we got into Detroit about 7:30. That's a 30-minute drive to Ann Arbor. So we got a rental car, went to Ann Arbor, kind of just hung out that night, got some dinner, went downtown, got some gear.
Are you hanging with your dad or your coach or a buddy? Or
it was my older brother and then my grandfather.
Sweet, dude.
Yep, so we just, us three went up, and we woke up bright and early in the morning, headed over to the stadium, and let me tell you something, parking over there is hard to find. It was hard to find. So we finally got parked, though, and then kind of just walked around the stadium, went and checked out College Game Day. All the tailgating was super cool, tailgating galore. And so that was all said. And then we met at it's called the Jungle Center, and we had a little breakfast there. It was like $10 breakfast, and all the recruits came. And I couldn't tell you how many recruits there were, but there was a bunch. So, and then after that, we got to walk through the tunnel, which was super cool, under the stadium. And then got to hang out on the sidelines for like 45 minutes while they were warming up, which was a really cool experience. And then our seats were like 50-yard line, three rows up.
Wow.
So couldn't ask much more. And, yeah, it was, it's hard to describe. You just have to go and just, oh, yeah, it was sweet.
What was your heart like? What was your mind like? What was your mood like? I mean, did you jump over the wall, rush the field? Were you a fanboy at that time? And just what were you thinking? Because you've just got to be, your head's got to be spinning. This is such a cool experience. I watched it on TV and I thought it was so damn cool. I can't imagine what it was like being there on the field after the game.
Oh, yeah. No, before the game, my brother and I, Caden, we were like, you know, if they win, we're rushing the field.
Nice.
So we were luckily we had a little gate right behind the seats, so we just slid through the gate, but people were jumping over the rail. It was within a matter of 2 minutes, the field was full. The stands were still full. It was crazy. Just like a mosh pit in there. It took us probably 30-40 minutes to get out of the like off the field.
And just thinking in a couple of months you're on that team, Colston Loveland, yeah. Right? I mean you're grinding with the rest of those guys in that program, and who has the most wins in the history of college football? It's the University of Michigan. I'm sure Coach Harbaugh and everybody have told you that time in, time out so far. But again, Colston Loveland with us, Gooding, Idaho, highest recruit in this state. He's headed to Michigan. When exactly, Colston, are you headed to Ann Arbor? Are they wanting you to graduate high school a little early so you can get there for spring ball?
Yeah. So I'm heading out January 2nd, I believe, is when we're flying out and gonna get all settled in and then start going, start grinding with them, start school and be good.
Colton, this is the second time we've had you on, and you seem like a very level-headed, mature guy. We have not had a chance to ever meet you in person. There's been many cases of going from Gooding, Idaho to the big house, not just so much Gooding, Idaho, but small-town America, where the whole situation gets big. How have you prepared yourself, and how did this weekend prepare yourself for the transition you're about to make? Because it's not going to be easy. So how do you deal with that?
Just got to stay focused, and it's going to be different all around, you know, like you just said, there's going to be more people. There's going to be higher level competition. It's going to be different, but it's going to make me better. And it's going to be a fun time grinding it out with all those boys. And that's kind of just what I've been thinking. Just can't wait to get up there and just get after it. Really.
Colston Loveland, future Michigan Wolverine. Colston, I'm a geek when it comes to, like, college football facilities. I've never been to Michigan's. I mean, when you're walking through there in the weight room and the nutrition center and the entertainment system and just the locker, your locker, what that's going to look like when you move in there. Like, how impressed were you? And tell everybody listening who are geeks about that stuff, too, just what Michigan brings to the table as far as the facilities game.
It was crazy when I took, so we toured around the facility when I took my visit back in June, but it's got the biggest weight room in college football. That was a shock. Like, seeing that in person was crazy. Their indoor facility is the biggest indoor. They're it's crazy. Everything is just so much more than I imagined. And their locker room, yeah, their locker room suite. It's kind of older. It's like traditional locker room. It's not as fancy as some other ones you would see, but they put their money, where into the athletes and where they're going to get better.
Sorry, Colston. We're talking to Colston Loveland, Gooding High School tight end, one of the top players, if not the top player, in the state of Idaho, headed to University of Michigan to play a little tight end football. Colston, Jim Harbaugh is not for everybody. Why is he for you?
Me and him we got really close these past couple months, and we shoot texts back and forth and call each other, and he's a good guy. He's someone that I really reminds me of someone that I would meet here in Gooding, Idaho. You know, small town. He's super, super level, like humble guy, and he knows what he's going for. He's works his tail off doing it, and that's why I appreciate him a bunch.
When he likes to poke the bear, as he did over the weekend, saying that just because you standing on third base doesn't mean you hit a triple, and we know that exact shot was straight to Ohio State. What is? Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to. I mean, that's the kind of guy you want to go to battle with for these next 4 years. When you see something like that, does that get you fired up?
Oh yeah, so fired up. I love that, talking a little smack back and forth, you know, because you know they said hang 100 on him last year, and yeah, no, that was cool seeing that. Well, what do you say if you're born on third base? That doesn't mean you hit a triple or something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Colston Loveland, like, you know, I mean, how difficult is it going to be, in your opinion, in the challenges? And maybe who have you talked to about this? I know you're really cool with your brother. He was a hell of a player, too, at Gooding. I mean, you know, you're coming from Gooding, Idaho. Like you said, 4,000 people where you're from, and now you go to a college football game and there's 115,000 people just in the stadium. I mean, this is a massive culture shock, and you have to keep that focus, Colston, or you know, it might get the best of you. Who's in your corner? Who's going to make darn sure stuff like that doesn't happen, and you get to Michigan ready to study, ready to work your tail off, and you know, become a Big Ten champion?
Yeah, no, it's going to be different for sure. And I got a great family, and they're on my back, and they keep me going, and they make sure I'm in the right. And I met some players over there too, obviously, and the commits in my class, and we're all going to push each other and make sure we're all staying on task, and it's a team deal. So we're all going to be together with it, and they're going to help me get through it, and I'm going to help them get through it.
Colston, what are your expectations? Do you expect, I mean, I'm assuming redshirt, but maybe I'm overspeaking there. Do you expect to play right away? And more importantly, how do you feel? What do you need to do over this next year to make yourself Big Ten ready? What's on your priority checklist in terms of making your body and your mind right?
So, I mean, I'm you know me, I'm redshirt or not, I'm going to keep working, and I'm going to be happy with where I'm at. And, but like enrolling early, so here in 4 weeks or whatever that is, I'm gonna. That's that playing spring ball and getting on that nutrition and like the workout plan and everything they got planned for me. That's gonna really get me ready. And just being in there that one semester early is really gonna set me up for when fall camp comes around and when season starts coming up. So.
Well, you got a lot of fans in Boise, in the state of Idaho, and going to be peeking over the next 3, 4, 5 years over there in Ann Arbor. We've always appreciated your time, your coach at high school, and you know, we're rooting for you here, Colston Loveland, and this is going to be fun to see someone from Gooding, Idaho, take their chances or take their talents to Ann Arbor and ball for the Wolverines. And you got a couple more weeks here, actually about a month in Idaho, and then. Then you're off, man, and we couldn't be happier for you, man. Thanks for hanging out with us, Colston.
Oh, no, I appreciate you guys a ton. Love what you're doing. Keep on keeping on.
Thanks, man. Colston Loveland. Hey. He's going to be in Ann Arbor. Think about this. If they are in the CFP, Michigan, and they are one win away against the Iowa Hawkeyes on a neutral site from being in the CFP, they're going to be getting ready to play games when he gets on campus on January 2nd. So he will get to at least be a part of that entire experience because he's going to be a new student. He's going to be in the program. He's going to be on scholarship. Like, he'll get to experience some of those festivities, and that's going to be a hell of a deal for that kid. And holy smokes, I'm sure he seems aware, but Prater, this is a huge step up, obviously, from Gooding, Idaho, and I'm excited for the kid.
Can't wait to watch him. That'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun, and especially with what happened over the weekend. And it's just a good story. I'm all about good stories, fun stories. I'm not a Michigan guy. I'm not a Harbaugh guy. I'm not a Big Ten guy. But that was a fun game over the weekend, regardless of who won. It was just the atmosphere. That's the kind of atmosphere that makes college football a spectacular sport, the best sport, the most beautiful sport. It's a beautiful day, ball game. It's a beautiful day.
What'd you think of that interview? Text our Cloverdale Plumbing text line, 208-424-9300. We'll open up our Fat Guys Fresh Deli hotline in about 45 minutes because, as Prater said earlier, we want to hear from you. What's on the priority list for the Boise State football team moving forward? Bronco Nation, we're going to ask for your help at about 5 o'clock tonight, Prater. But next, Boise State, their NFL players. Did they do anything yesterday? Let's have a good old-fashioned NFL conversation. And Mac Jones, gosh, is he on his way to win Rookie of the Year with Bill Belichick and what the Patriots are doing, Prater? Let's jump on over to the NFL side here on Idaho Sports Talk. Quickly, though, do not forget the largest toy drive in the state of Idaho. It's going on right now. Bring a new unwrapped toy to Sportsman's Warehouse. That's on Fairview Avenue from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. all day until Monday, December 6th, a week from today. All toys stay right here in the Treasure Valley, and we would love to see some KTIK listeners, all you Idaho sportsmen out there, sports talkmen, I should say. We want you to fill up that cart with maybe balls, bats, mitts. Keep it in the sports end if you could, if you wouldn't mind. Whatever you want to do is cool. Idaho's largest toy drive with Sports Radio The Ticket. That's going on right now. Thanks to Idaho Sports Talk and News Talk KBOY. JP, let's talk some NFL.